In a major pivot for Utah House leadership, two Medicaid expansion plans will go before a House committee as lawmakers approach the final week of the general session. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Just last week, House Speaker Greg Hughes told reporters that legislation supporting Governor Herbert's Healthy Utah plan wouldn't get a debate in the House because there wasn't enough support for the measure. The bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Brian Chiazawa, is modeled after Herbert's partial Medicaid expansion proposal that would provide medical coverage for Utahns up to 138% of the poverty line. But Tuesday morning, a House Rules Committee assigned the bill to a committee, along with House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan's latest proposal, Utah Cares, which he said would provide coverage to those who need it while using fewer federal dollars.
It completely fills in the coverage gap. It's sustainable. It's affordable. I think it's something we can do. I think it will pass the House, which is very important.
Dunnigan's bill would offer primary care coverage to people up to 100% of the poverty line. Governor Herbert said Tuesday he maintains a staunch supporter of Healthy Utah.
I think it actually gives you better outcomes, better choices for the consumer, more health care choices. Just on many levels, I think it gives us a better health care outcome, which is the end result of all of this effort.
For the first 2 years, the pilot program for Healthy Utah would cost the state $25 million. Utah Cares would cost between $60 and $80 million. Both bills are scheduled to be heard before the House Business and Labor Committee on Wednesday evening. Whitney Evans, KUER News.